Mick and MJ in the morning, brought to you by Sportsbet. Nobody does it easier than Sportsbet.
A Sydney real estate agent has had a less than successful open for inspection by, this is an unusual approach, burning the house down.
Oh, my God.
How hilarious is that? Yeah, a real estate agent accidentally burned a multi-million dollar property to the ground while preparing for an open for inspection with her employer being ordered to pay more than $850,000 in damages. Wow. Can I go inside and consult the vendor?
No.
Oh, no. Just pay up. Saw some bedding on the balcony, thought that's not a good look, went inside, chucked it down, turned the light on, light burnt the bedding, house burns down.
Oh, no.
Oh, boy.
That's a bad day at the office.
That's
a bad day.
Oh. It's an expensive mistake. You ever made an expensive mistake, MG?
Look, when I was younger, I was down the road at my friend's house, Sharon and Joanne Reed, and we're playing under the sprinkler, and one thing led to another, and all of a sudden I put my head through the front gate, which was kind of, you know, the little slates that you put your head through. And well, not
hang on. One minute you're playing under the sprinklers, the next minute you've rammed your head through a gate.
Yeah.
How does that happen?
For a bit of fun. I don't know, Mickey. I don't know, mate, but it might explain a lot of things, I think. The next minute I know, but I couldn't get my ears back. I couldn't get back through the other way. So they've called all the parents down. The parents couldn't do anything because they might have cut my ear or cut my neck. So next minute the fire brigade were called. And it cost my mum and dad back then $450 to pay that was 1975, to pay the fire brigade. But the thing was, I did the same thing 6 months later.
Okay, you're a problem child.
And when I was in Thailand for my first trip away, I was 17. I didn't know much about the laws and regulations of Thailand, and I was on a jet ski and absolutely totaled this jet ski, and Panthers had to pay $2,500, and I got to take half of it taken out of my wage when I got back to Penrith.
What did you do to the jet ski?
Oh, I just lost control of it. Here I was doing all sorts of miles per hour on it, and I lost control, and next minute it was in this jetty. It was totaled. So I was,
oh my God.
Yeah, that was an expensive day at the office as well. Not so much as this woman, but for me it was, because back then I was only on $2,500 a year, and that's how much the jet ski cost.
Do you do any jet skiing at Penrith Beach?
Oh, well,
do you?
Do you know when Super League come into the NRL? I was that rich compared to the years going before that I bought two jet skis, one for me and one for my wife, his and hers. And I rode them once.
Oh, my gosh.
I rode them once.
His and her jet skis. What is wrong with you? The king and queen of Penrith. Yeah. Here they come. Oh, it would have been like the opening credits of Miami Vice. You and your wife. Anyway, there you go. An open for inspection ruined. Yeah. I got it wrong once, and I had a house open for inspection. And because it was early in the morning, I went, oh, bugger this, I'm going to move out. Moved into a hotel and thought I'd come home after the open for inspection. So I came back home, put the key in the door. Her beauty, everyone's gone. And I've gone and I've had a shower. I've used the bathroom, and let's just say.
Oh, no.
You need to give that a wide berth. There was an Andre the Giant size deposit made. And so then I go and lie on the couch and I'm smoking a cigarette and I hear a key go into the door and it opens and there's my real estate agent and he starts going, Jesus, what's going on in here? I go, mate, you know, you were supposed to have done. He goes, no, mate, it's open now.
Oh.
And he had about a dozen people ready to throw through
wearing?
The house. My jocks. I was on the couch in my jocks smoking a cigarette, having just blown apart an entire
did your house get passed in? I bet you it did.
Right, it took about $50,000 off the asking price, I'm telling you right now. It's all happening in Coogee. That's all I'm saying. A couple have been caught having sex inside a car in broad daylight.
Oh, my Lord.
And just a stone's throw away from a bustling tourist beach. They were spotted getting intimate in a blue people mover. Oh, that's sexy.
Oh, yeah.
They've just been dropping the kids off at school, maybe. the car park next to the Coogee Oval, and a man whose lunch break saw the whole thing go down. Shocked onlookers had parked just metres away from the couple. One man was eating his lunch on a bench next to the car.
I bet he was.
Footage recorded by the snickering man shows the couple had attempted to cover up by pinning a towel over the passenger side window. Now, discussion, please, from the panel.
Yep.
Is this crossing a line? Is this carry on? Is this business as usual? Why shouldn't you be allowed to have a crack in a car park?
Yeah, I say play on. I was conceived in a car, so I'm all for it. My mum.
What do you mean?
Working.
How do you know you were conceived in a car?
Well, my mum was working at the Blacktown Drive-In when my dad was courting her, and in her dinner break, they were in the back of Dad's panel van, and 6 months later, 9 months later, out comes little Marky.
Aww.
Okay, so you were conceived in a panel van at a drive-in theatre where?
Blacktown Drive-In, yes.
This is possibly the most Australian birthing story I've ever seen.
So true.
If Jesus was Australian, that's how he would be born. Not in a manger with three wise men. In the back of a panel van in a drive-in in Blacktown.
That's me.
Good on you. That is royalty. And so that's where your parents met.
Yes, Mum was working there. Dad,
do you know what was screening that night?
Oh, probably Clockwork Orange or something. I don't know.
I don't think they were watching the movie.
No, they would. They probably wouldn't know either.
Okay, but I put it to you guys that the drive-in, if you're going to have sex in a car, a drive-in is a legitimate safe space.
Yes.
A time-honoured tradition, it's okay.
Actually, you go there for that reason, Mickey. That's where you go to the drive-in for that
well,
reason.
Well, that's right. I mean, if you remember the old days, you see the panel vans, you know, driven in backwards, the back doors opened, you knew they were up to no good. You knew, give that van a wide berth. There's something going on in there. So I would suggest if you're going to have sex in a car, drive in okay.
Mm. Yes.
Now, I would also go beach car park okay, but preferably after dark.
I was going to say, no kids around.
Well, I didn't know it's illegal. So having sex in a public place can amount to a criminal offence of indecent exposure.
Wow, what's the price? What's the fine? Is there a fine or jail?
$110.
That's like a parking fine.
That's worth it.
Go hammer and tong, everyone.
Hey, $110 and 3 demerit points. We're discussing where you can and can't have sex in a car. Drive-in, check.
Yep.
Beachside car park, check, but preferably after dark.
Mm.
School pickup, no.
Playground, no.
Playground, no. And that's where you definitely don't want to hear, kids in the car. quick question without notice. Who here on the panel has had sex in a car?
Yes.
Yeah. Tash, yes. That's a yes from you. Put your hand up.
I pointed to Kat.
Oh, really? Oh, did you?
Yes, I did.
Thank you so much.
Dobber.
God.
Go, Tash. What up,
Tash?
I'm not answering this.
Yeah, what were you there, Tash? No, it was in America.
Now I'm interested.
In America, I hope Mum's at swimming. In America, outside a nightclub with a fellow basketballer on the men's team. So people 6 foot and above in a car was not comfortable.
You need like a hearse or something. Something you could lie down in the back. MG, what about you?
Me and my wife, when we're courting, exactly the same place, Blacktown Drive-In.
Blacktown Drive-In, just intergenerational.
Very hard when you're 6 foot five and getting cramp. Yeah.
I did it once on the bonnet of my car, and that's how I got my nickname, Windscreens O'Brien. Look out, here he comes, Windscreen O'Brien. But my most famous incident was one where driving home from the pub, me and a mate with a couple of girls, and we stacked my friend's car, and we stacked it into a tennis court, and it wasn't great. The car was gone. He had to go home and try and flag someone down.
Oh, my God.
And he eventually comes back with some police and his dad. And, okay, what's happening? The car seems to be rocking.
You're in the car now.
And there was steam coming out of the bonnet, and there was hubcaps and wheels everywhere. And let's just say I was caught. I'm going, everything's all good in the back here.
Holler for a marshal.
What?
Oh, my God. Let's just say no jumper leads required. All right. Good news for the people of Sydney, in particular the people of Marrickville. A new restaurant, Kin Dining and Bar, has opened, and it's going to be a cracker. It's a sleek and modern restaurant showcasing the harmonious blend of Japanese and Peruvian flavours. Bang, yum. Tick and tick. And here's the biggest ticker of all. No kids. Yes. Bang, well played. Chef Wu, chef owner, has said, you know what, nothing against kids. He wanted a kid-free restaurant to create an environment where people could come and escape for a few hours without the soundtrack of tantrums. Plenty of other good restaurants cater to kids. He's right. I want this space to be adults only. I personally have no issue with this, and I think that is a great thing for someone to do. What say you? MG, as a father of 28 children, where do you stand on this?
Well, I, a bit of both, a bit of a twist in between. I think that when my wife and I are trying to escape the kids and we go for a nice little romantic dinner, there's nothing worse than having screaming kids at that restaurant when we're trying to be, you know, getting away from that type of hustle. But 9 times out of 10, we go out for dinner, our kids are involved and they're with us. So, look, it's an option. They're exercising their democratic right, and I applaud it because it's giving people another option to do. And I've got no drama with it whatsoever.
I reckon they'll be booked out for months.
Yeah,
I agree. I
think so. It'll be very hard to get a table there for a while. That said, there's plenty. We're not saying kids don't go to restaurants, but it's a restaurateur's right to have restaurant without kids. Yep. Yes? Tash, what say you?
Oh, I agree 100%. Often you will want to go out because you do, like MG, want to go out for a lovely dinner with adults. And I think in some circumstances, there's a lot of people that don't let their children run wild, let's just say, in restaurants.
They're free range.
Yeah.
They're running around. They're under your table. They're playing iPads at a sound which is like deafening in your ear. There's babies crying. There's restless toddlers. No.
Mm, correct.
Just say no. And by the way, hotels do this as well. So you can stay at hotels now that are child-free, or some hotels will have two pools, one that's kid-free and one that's just for adults. Why can't we have everything? You wait. People will shut this restaurant down or come for it.
Yes.
I don't. I hope these. I hope Chef Wu starts his own airline. That'd be good.
Me too.
Wouldn't you catch a plane that had no children on it? Except for when you are. Like, see, if you catch a plane to Noosa, you know there are going to be kids running around that cabin and swinging from the oxygen masks because that's where the plane's going. It's taking kids on a family holiday. Great. Yep. If you go into, I don't know, Marrakesh, I don't want any kids on the plane. Or have a kids section or have a holding pen or something.
I don't know the rules are at your pub in Melbourne, Mickey, but I know a lot of pubs here in Sydney, the public bar now has an infiltration of kids that I'm not real happy about myself. There's also, I don't mind when there's kids at the pub, like in the, you know, there's cordoned off areas for the kids and the bistro and the playground, but when they start entering the public bar,
at the front bar,
the front bar, which you call it in Melbourne, it's not. I don't like seeing kids in that type of environment because there are some unsavouries there that kids could.
Yeah, there's a time and a place for kids, and it's called sweatshops. Make me another pair of Nikes and get out of my pub. Hey, 133353. Maybe tell us what should be banned. Mm-hmm. What would you like to see banned off the back of this? Last time we did this, I think we all agreed man buns.
Man buns.
Yes, on certain times.
Need to go. Anyone got one they want to throw on the pile before we?
I'd say super skinny jeans on men where you can see the outline of everything in the world.
I call them the tackle mashers.
Yes, it's got to go.
All right, Tash, you got something you want banned?
Oh, I've got so many. Any type of the self-service checkouts, I want them gone because that's not about making it quicker. That's about getting rid of jobs.
All right, I get the same idea. 133353, get involved. Restaurateurs should have the right to run a restaurant without kids, if they so choose. And we were just saying, and I think Tash was making the point, it's because people don't correctly discipline their kids anymore.
Some parents don't really consider other people in the restaurant and therefore don't parent their children sometimes.
If you're going to take your kids to a restaurant, it's your responsibility to get some level of behaviour out of them. And by the way, and here's something, I feel quite confident that you can go up and smack someone else's kid.
Oh, I don't think you can.
I do not endorse those comments.
That is Mick and Mick alone.
If you see your kid, just go up, lift them slightly off the ground and whack, whack, right in the butt.
Off you go.
Okay, don't do that. Mark's on the line. Mark, what do you want to add to the conversation?
Yeah, good morning, gang. Listen, just a few things out in the Shireway, Mickey and team, pubs and clubs, a lot of people, they'll just turn up. You'll see the kids, they're running amok in the bar area, the park area. Hey, kids, your turn will come one day. You'll do your ass and you'll follow your sabu. And also, guys, some pubs and clubs have a play area.
Yes.
And they just shove the kids in there for 2 hours. And it's happy days, you know what I mean? And it's just been going on and on and on. But, you know, like there's fours, like there's pros and what is against. But, yeah, it just really gives you
certain areas
sometimes.
Inside a pub I'm okay with. Free-ranging them, not a fan. Thanks, Mark. Leah's on the line. What do you want banned from pubs, Leah?
Hey, how you going? Yeah, I think the kids should be seen but not heard. We grew up in the 70s and my dad had a cage in the back of the truck and we stayed in that.
I never left the car.
Wow.
Sit out in the car park and have your chips in the car.
Yes.
Right. Leah, you know what? My dad used to go into the pub and we would stand out the front for ages and we would kicking a footy, and then dad would come out and bring us some fish. He'd come out and bring us some fish and chips and then we'd ball up the fish wrapper, her fish and chip wrapper, and then kick that around. Then the lights would come on and we'd kick it around under the lights and eventually go home. And everyone was happy. Well, my mum had to do her homework under a lamp light while her dad was in the bolo. While her dad was in the bolo. So, you know, times have changed. Well said, Leah. Steve, what do you want banned, mate?
I want talkative hairdressers banned. I'm kidding.
I agree.
I've had to resort to getting one haircut a year so I don't have to talk to them.
Right. Can you put iPods in your ear while you're getting your hair cut? Can you? It should be like an Uber. You know, you can get an Uber and say, I want silent, I want no talking, I want this. It should be the same thing you can do with a hairdresser. Hello, here's what I want done, and do not say a word to me. I want no small talk.
Oh, that's not very nice.
Oh, yeah, because you would even out-talk a talkative hairdresser.
Do you know when I was on the road reporting super quickly, if you wanted to find out the information of someone in a country town, first person you go to, the butcher and the hairdresser.
Absolutely.
Know everyone.
Especially Mudgy.
the Mudgy Wireless, they used to call it. Emma, what do you want banned?
You know when you're sitting on a train and it's going in the direction of travel and someone comes up and sits opposite it? Why are we making eye contact? Why are we looking at each other?
Right.
The opposite way.
Yeah,
right, exactly. Especially when there's no one else on the tram.
Yeah.
Yes, that's kind of disconcerting, Emma. Sandra's on the line. Sandra, what do you want to add to the conversation?
Hi, good morning. We recently went on a trip to Bali and we specifically chose resorts that had kid-free areas.
Yes.
My kids are all grown up, so I don't really need to babysit anyone else's.
Yep.
And there were still kids in the kid-free pool. And when we went up to the staff, really politely just saying, hey, look, just wondering if, you know, there's 14 other pools for them. Could we just have this one for us? They said, sorry, there's nothing we can do about it.
Oh,
that is selfish parents. Mm-hmm. I don't know what to say.
I'd leave a bad review on Google.
You're cooked. We won't be. You can't advertise a child-free pool and not provide the child-free pool.
No
one likes a warm patch. All right, well done, Sandra. Well done, all.
Mick and MJ's health check.
Yep. Here's a story we need to unpack. A woman with two vaginas says she isn't cheating on two boyfriends. Here to unpack it for us is Natasha Belling. Yeah.
This is an incredible story. Her name is Anna Charlotte. She's 25 and she's from the UK. And she's made headlines after revealing that she was diagnosed with this very rare medical condition when she was just 16. Now, it means she can conceive two babies with two different men at the same time because she has two vaginas. But she's alleging that she's not cheating on her boyfriends because they have separate vaginas.
Technically, she's right. Technically,
they have their own ones each.
Yes.
Yep.
It's still, though, you'd need to be careful. She wanted to do a stock take.
So many questions.
Hang on a second. This doesn't feel
right.
Need the lights on.
Yeah. What if Laura and Todd both come at the same time?
Does that mean she's capable of giving you double the silent treatment?
Yes.
Well, it says here she also has two periods.
Yes.
And can I just say, do you want to give her a wide berth?
Yep.
That poor woman.
Imagine that, double the... you'll be just don't say anything. Be very quiet.
Well, men can go through menopause. MG said he's goes through
menopause.
They
can't. Stick to the story. listen to this. After a long-term relationship ended last year, she's gone on to meet two new men and claims she isn't cheating because they each have a designated vagina. They don't even know about each other.
No.
What do you mean?
I never told either of them about each other. I don't think they need to know. Well, it's got to come up in conversation. At some stage, I would have thought, how do you bring that up? Just over dinner? No, but how do you do that in a first date? Say you're on a Tinder date, going home. So, should we go over to your place? Sure. Just before we do, though, there's something I probably should tell you. I have two for JJ's, and I tell you what, because you're first cab off the rake, you get to choose. You try them both out and decide. Is it first one in gets a first?
Try before you buy.
You can't try both.
No,
I think you have to make it. Yeah.
Remember when you were a kid and you liked either the left side or the right side of the car? And then you'd fight with your brother over which side of the car that you're going to sit on. Is this sort of a similar situation?
It is, but you certainly don't want to be fighting with your brother.
No.
All right, we're done.
What the f*** is going on?
God, you are dumb.
What the f*** is wrong with you?
Making MJ's what the f***?
WTF?
A woman afraid of flying has plunged to her death in a paraglider accident.
What the f***?
Oh,
look at Ori. Wow.
You know.
Oh, boy.
Listen to that silent voice going off in you. Oh. I mean, you know, she's not afraid anymore.
Far out.
That's one of those, you should conquer your fears. Hey, I bet you whoever gave her that advice is feeling a bit sheepish right now.
Yeah.
You know what you should do? No, if you're afraid of flying, go and get onto a paraglider and run off the side of a mountain. Go. Oh. Oopsie. That work out for you.
Oh,
hey, there's something amusing about that story, isn't there?
Ironic, you would say, yeah. Ironic.
I mean, she reckons she saw the funny side just before she hit the side of hit the ground. She goes, I didn't see that coming.
Life's a funny thing, isn't it?
Well, life has a way of teaching you that, you probably should have listened to that little voice. MG, what have you got?
I've got, did you know that the wedding ring goes on the left ring finger because it's the only finger with a vein that connects to the heart?
Oh.
What the f***? That is bullshit.
Is that true?
No, it's not. That is exactly what it is, mate. I'm a romantic at heart and I looked this up and I done a deep dive on it. It is true.
Oh, fact checkers.
The only
looking
finger
confused.
In your body.
No, there's no fact check. I'm getting nothing from the fact checkers.
Fact checkers let me down all the time.
Where'd you get that info from?
I have numerous sources.
Yeah, they just spook again.
That I can't reveal.
Why are men all of a sudden wearing wedding rings?
Oh,
I don't know.
What they shouldn't?
Well, I'm just saying they never used to. Why do they do it now? When did that change?
I thought they always did.
Yeah,
never.
No,
my dad's always worn.
Sometimes farmers don't because it's dangerous when they're working with equipment.
What, they're shoving their hand up a cow's ass or something? What's your point?
A lot of tradies don't because it's dangerous if it gets caught on equipment.
Oh, yeah, especially when they're going to the nightclubs at night.
Yeah, that's a lot of professional footballers don't wear them either when they go out. That's, I told you, I knew someone who worked for the Italian soccer team when they came to Australia, and he was called their cultural attaché, and he was a translator. But basically, his job was minding their wedding rings when they went to nightclubs.
No, it wasn't. Yes, it was.
Pretty much the most important job he had while they were out here.
That is filth.
On tour. Big hello to Santo Chilara from. he won't mind me saying it. That was his job. All right, Kat, what have you got?
The first ever speeding ticket given out was in 1896. The driver was going 13 kilometres an hour, which was four times over the speed limit. The police officer chased him down on a bicycle.
What the f***? That's double demerits. That is
unreal.
And they caught him when he had to get out and crank it up to continue the chase. 13 k's,
which was four times over the speed limit.
Any tolls at that stage?
No.
Probably not.
Nope.
Tash, what have you got?
This is breaking news out of the UK this morning. An explosive new report claims hospital staff tried to access Princess Catherine's medical records when she was in hospital.
Can we play also Let It Go, Let It Go?
I will never let it go.
Okay, I'm going to let it go right now. 133353, you behave, get involved. What have you got for us?
Yep.
$600 still to be won. MG, you've got another one you want to get into.
I'm about to debunk an old wives' tale because, hello to all those people who are on their way to a swimming pool this morning, because the red irritated eyes after swimming in a pool isn't caused by chlorine, it's caused by urine.
What the f***?
Seriously?
Well, how do you know that? What are you talking about?
I know a lot of things, Mickey. You know that, mate. I know. I delve. I dive.
I'm not getting any fact checker in response to that.
Because they don't know it. I'm too high. I'm too high.
High
tech for them. Yeah.
I'm
thumbs up.
Thumbs up.
Yep. Yep.
What?
So you're telling me?
They don't have your eyes in the pool. Yep.
Well, I'm going to give you an example. So every time Dr. Chris Brown comes in here, having just swum. Every morning, as he does, and he comes in, and we accuse him of being stoned because his eyes are so bloodshot. You're suggesting he has been swimming in an ocean pool that's full of urine, and that's the only reason his eyes are red.
Yep,
you've lost your mind, mate.
Well, there's
you've
no lost chlorine in the ocean. There's no chlorine in the ocean.
You're wasting our money. You're wasting our time. You owe me $200.
It forms a chemical reaction.
Nah, getting nothing from the fact checkers here. You've gone rogue. Have gone 100.
I find these facts and I think this would be great for the show because no one's ever said this before. And then the fact checkers are all out there probably stoned themselves. So.
Jesus. I've got one for you. A Brazilian pastor turned model, 36, a woman, she's a pastor, reveals that her former congregants are now following her on OnlyFans.
What the f***?
She says her sensual content does not diminish her as a daughter of God.
Oh, come on. Can't have your cake.
I've seen the pictures. I'm telling you. Now that's a body of Christ.
Oh, my God.
Everyone goes to confession and goes, I've got a confession. I've been touching myself.
Stop.
Watching your OnlyFans site.
You're quite emotional. Your voice is cracking.
I thought it was the congregation that's supposed to be on their knees, but boy, look at these pictures. And she's she's available for wedding baptisms, orgies.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.
Hey, Simon's on the line. Simon, you got one for us?
Hey guys, how you going?
Good.
Good. What is it?
Mate, this one's in relation to Jim Jefferies, who said he wanted to fight a platypus.
Yes.
He did.
A platypus is the only mammal which has venom. It has spurs on its back legs. And it won't kill you, but put you in hospital. Very, very painful. So he might want to rethink that.
You reckon if in a fight between Jim Jefferies and a platypus, you'd be back in the platypus?
Absolutely.
I'd like to see this. I'd like to see a platypus fight Jake Paul.
Oh, yes. Yes, please. A whole school.
I want the platypus to win.
Yeah, I think it's
us. I want to see an eastern brown snake fight Jake Paul. You know what? No money for you, Simon, but I'm going to give you a slab of Jetty Road.
Yes.
Draft for you. You strike me as a draft drinker. That's what you're going to get. Here's it. No, we're going to call it off there today.
No money.
MG Sport Report.
Brisbane's 2032 Olympic Games.
The government has investigated scrapping the event.
It will cost at least $500 million in compensation and other costs if Brisbane was to back out of hosting.
The Queensland government, Mickey, have reportedly investigated the possibility of pulling out of the hosting duties for the 2032 Olympic Games. Say it isn't so. Come on.
That would be huge news. We know what happened to the Commonwealth Games down in Melbourne. They pulled the plug. Yep. This is a much bigger call. This is worldwide, one of the greatest, biggest sporting events on the, I was going to say on the annual calendar. It's not. It's that important. It's only every 4 years. You want to be careful. There will be massive compensation.
On a brighter note, speaking about Olympics, the intimacy ban for Olympic athletes has been lifted for the Paris Games. Hallelujah.
So this was implemented during COVID in Japan. Yep. No rumpty pumpty. In the village. And they're back to business, are they?
Well, it's been 3 years ago, as you say, in Tokyo, the coronavirus pandemic led to intimacy ban, athletes having to social distance, but now it's been revealed athletes will not have to adhere to those rules. 300,000 condoms will be available in the Olympic Village. That's enough for each athlete to have two per day throughout the games. Hagara, hagara, hagara.
That's how I live my life.
Two per day.
Per man, perhaps. Oh, no, that's the army. That's it. No, you can't be too careful. You've always got to be ready. That's why I'm wearing one right now.
Oh, stop.
Here's the other thing I worry about. And just be careful, athletes, because I was watching a report the other day and the beds in the village are cardboard.
Yes.
Right, so they're very small and they're made of cardboard, and I'm just saying, a wet patch on cardboard, that could end up causing, maybe do it after your event, that's all I'm saying.
And they burn quickly, so be careful, friction.
Nearly done for the day, I'm quite exhausted, we've covered a lot of ground, and it seems like days ago, but it was only hours ago when we learnt how MG was conceived.
I was conceived in the back of Dad's panel van. Well, my mum was working at the Blacktown Drive-In, and in her dinner break, they were in the back of Dad's panel van. Well, 9 months later, out comes little Marky.
This is possibly the most Australian birthing story I've ever seen. It sure is, which is why it is now the study of a new episode of All Australian Outback Adventures.
All Aussie Adventures, time to hit the road.
Well, there I was, minding my own business at the Blacktown Drive-In, perched up in my ute, chowing down on a meat pie and snag, when out of the corner of my eye, I saw a couple getting frisky in the back of a panel van, which had a number plate that read, "On Your Gaia." Now, I'm not one to pry, but it was in my best interest to take a harder look. And what I saw was something that reminded me of a mating ritual between two camels I once witnessed in the outback. I found out 9 months later a little baby Mark entered the world complete with a Made in Australia tag hanging off the end of his pecker. So it wasn't just the popcorn popping that night at the Blacktown Drive-In where one Mr. Gaia Senior definitely drove one in that night.
AI, you have a bit to answer for. Glenn won't be happy with that.
No, he won't.
We'll have to talk to him about that.
We'll play it to him.
Mick and MG in the morning, brought to you by Sportsbet. Nobody does it easier than Sportsbet. Mick and MG in the morning, weekdays from 6 on Sydney's Triple M.